Cities and police clashes over vaccinations. More media, we spotlight city workers have to get or need to get vaccinated in order to continue to keep working. In many cities across the country, there is a friction between governments and law enforcement, unions over requirements that officers get vaccinated against the coronavirus or prove their vaccination status, leading to a contentious public clashes. Even though the shots have proven to be effective in preventing severe diseases and deaths, many police officers and their unions have pushed back, threatening resignations and lawsuits. John Cassara, the president of the Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago, has urged his police officers to ignore requirements by Mayor Laura Lightfoot that city employees report that vaccination status. Employees who are not vaccinated will be subject to twice weekly testing, but vaccinations are not mandatory. More media. This week, more media focus on queer teachers going back to school in their classrooms. As millions of students resume in-person learning this fall, some LGBTQ teachers have mixed reactions about returning to the classroom during the COVID-19 pandemic. Matthew Reed, a fifth grade teacher at William B. Ward Elementary School and members of New York City State United Teachers, NYSUT, in New Rochelle, New York, described being back in the classroom as a little unnerving due to changing COVID-19 restrictions. In my building, there is no gymnasium anymore because they had to turn it into another cafeteria so that they have enough space for all the children to be able to eat, Reed said, referring to social distancing mandates. That means that if it's not a nice day, the physical education teacher have to push into another classroom. More media. And rent to be. Tenants face jacked up prices as pandemic era deals evaporate. Once again, the rent is too damn high. City residents who snagged their dream homes during the pandemic, a time when New York notoriously high rents plummeted to record lows, as many locals fled towns and landlords offered record high discounts to fill their buildings, have begun realizing that if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. They now face jacked up monthly rates, some nearly twice the price, renewing their leases with workers returning back to the office and schools reopening for classes. Landlords have started taking advantage of a rebounding housing market to recoup their year-long losses. And now many of these tenants must kiss their homes goodbye in search of something more affordable. More media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Marcus Moore, and this is More Media in conjunction with Picture the Homeless. Inmate dies minute before emergency COVID release. Victor McCardle, 64, who used a wheelchair, died shortly after Bronx prosecutors and his lawyer teamed up Friday to win a last gasp legal fight for the ailing inmate freedom, leaving his relative angry by the missed chances to say goodbye. McCarter was the 12th Rikers Island detainee to die in custody this year, authorities said. So, what's going on with New York City Rikers Island jails? People are dying. No one knows exactly how they're dying. And so they're going to do an autopsy on him, Mr. Victor McCarter, to try to define the cause of death. Marcus Moore Media. Rikers Island inmates are dying.